This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is now explicitly illegal to try to serve as a fake presidential elector in Colorado. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
A new Democratic law makes it a crime to conspire to submit a slate of electors who intend to vote for a presidential candidate who did not win the popular vote in Colorado. Democratic Representative Lorena Garcia is a main sponsor. She says after what happened in 2020 and other states, it's important to define a fake elector within Colorado's criminal code. Republican lawmakers oppose the fake elector law, calling it an unnecessary partisan messaging bill. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State leaders want cities to allow more condos and apartments to be built near transit stations. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on their controversial proposal to make that happen.
A bill in the legislature would push some cities to allow thousands more homes near bus and rail lines. If those communities don't change their zoning laws, they could lose out on millions of dollars that's normally provided by the state for roads and bridges. That potential punishment is drawing objections from local governments. Here's Eric Bergman of Colorado Counties Incorporated.
We believe this is not only regulatory overreach, but potentially dangerous for the traveling public.
Some Democrats are raising concerns, too, which could be an issue as the bill heads into Senate committee hearings this week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Employees in Boulder County will vote on whether to form a union. CPR's Paolo Jansita.
Organizing members of the Boulder County Employees Union say they want to address several issues, including high turnover and relatively low wages. Employees are taking advantage of a 2022 law that allows employees of counties with a population of 7,500 or more to form unions. Not many groups of county employees have taken advantage of their newly afforded union rights. In March, Jefferson County Public Library workers won their union election, the first in the state to organize under the bill. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
In Summit County, some smoke in the air today. Firefighters are burning grass and brush near a shooting range to reduce the risk of wildfire. This is CPR News.